Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be resuming conversations with a Mexican delegation today. This, as the countdown is on toward this coming Monday, when tariffs may take effect, 5% tariffs being put forth by the president against the nation of Mexico. He says, we're going to put these tariffs up until you control the flow of illegal aliens swarming our border, the American border, and coming into our country illegally. By the way, if you haven't seen the numbers from May, they are staggering. More than 130,000 people arrested, illegals in the country. The largest month maybe ever as this continues. Joining me now, Dr. Pinar Wilbur, a chief economist at the American Council for Capital Formation. And, Doctor, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So good to have you here. Obviously, there are two big conversations going on with Mexico. The first being the USMCA. That is a critical deal between the United States, Mexico, and Canada that would be the redo of NAFTA, something that we were told Donald Trump could never get done. The Democrats, the critics, and the media said he could never renegotiate NAFTA, but in fact he did. Now we're waiting for that to be ratified. But in the middle of this conversation comes this this wild card, if you will, which is tariffs put forth by the president on Mexico as a way to leverage them into doing something more proactive about our problems at the southern border. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's kind of concerning to see this policy, as you said, while we're trying to convince the Congress to approve the USMCA as quick as possible. There's another angle, whether this wild card will actually resolve the issue that we are trying to address, basically the illegal immigration problem. And when you talk to experts, which I'm not an expert in immigration policy, they're thinking that, no, this is not the way to handle this. Mexico would have a hard time if they are subject to tariffs and lose their economic powers or economic meanings to fight for illegal immigration further. This is not going to help the United States.
Well, I guess we have to figure something out. The Democrats are not assisting the president in the passage of the USMCA, which seems problematic for Democrats. In places where I live, the USMCA is critical. In Michigan, It is critical to the trade that we have with Canada, for example. It's critical for farmers that have Mexico as a trading partner. The number one export destination for agricultural products from the United States is Mexico. And it would seem to me the Democrats, about 45 of them that came from these swing districts, 25 critical swing districts, are in states that the USMCA would benefit. And it seems surprising to me that they are not supporting this legislation because I think it will put them in political peril come 2020. Am I wrong?
You're right. USMCA is extremely important for many of the states, including, as you said, Michigan. And I think the winds were actually changing before this latest announcement, because as you remember, a couple of weeks ago, President Trump basically stopped the steel and aluminum tariffs towards Canada and Mexico, and that was one of the requests of the Democrats for USMCA approval. And we know that Mexico is doing everything in terms of the labor laws. That was another issue for the Democrats. But this recent 5% tariff, and I'm hoping that it's not going to happen, will probably put another hurdle on the way of approving USMCA.
I fully expect the tariffs to go into place, because the other problem, I said we have a twofold problem, and I believe we do. Number one, the Democrats not supporting the USMCA as they should, as they need to, not only for this country, but for their own political futures. And number two is the Democrats are offering little or no assistance on securing the southern border. They sit back and they complain that, you know, illegal aliens have died at the border. Well, if they weren't overcrowded, if we weren't completely outgunned down there and getting run over by numbers that we've never seen before, maybe we could have a better outcome. So the Democrats are sitting back and criticizing and not lifting a finger, in my estimation, to help with the border crisis or help with USMCA. Am I right?
I think, yeah, you're right that, you know, In one sense, both parties, I think, are lacking important policy levers in order to fix the immigration. I think it's time for them to get together and start working on this issue. On the other hand, I'm not as sure as you whether these 5% tariffs will go in effect. The reason I'm saying that, the White House White House officials are divided. The most recent explanation I have heard was from Peter Navarro, saying that we got the Mexicans' attention now, so so we don't have to go with the, you know, further go with this, with these tariffs. So let's see what's going to happen.
I guess, well, you know, I don't disagree with that, Dr. Pinar Wilbur here, chief economist at the American Council for Capital Formation. I think it's obviously we're taking it seriously. Mike Pompeo at the table with these discussions, and that's a very serious, high-level effort by the United States to put the Secretary of State into this discussion. Obviously, we are taking it seriously, and maybe you're right. Maybe we can head this off. But we have seen the president use leverage, and that's the key here, yes, to get the Mexican government's attention, say, we take this seriously. This needs to stop. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we consider Mexico an important trading ally, and then the same thing is happening in Mexico. We have a big share in their economies. So I think they will try to do whatever they can in order to fix this problem. The question is whether it's going to be up to the standard that President Trump is expecting.
I guess we'll have to wait and see on that and see where it ends up. And, of course, when he returns from France, his focus will return to problems like the USMCA. Dr. Wilbur, greatly appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Dr. Pinar Wilbur, PhD, chief economist at the American Council for Capital Formation. And those tariffs are slated to take effect on Monday, the 10th of June. So we'll see how that plays out. As I said, Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, leading the discussions and leading the delegation for the American side, heading into day number two of those discussions. But will it bear fruit? That's the real question. And for so many states, the USMCA is a critical agreement that will help raise capital, boost industry, and help their citizens with better jobs along the way as well. So it's a big deal. We'll keep an eye on it. And this is the Steve Gruber Show, hour number two on the 6th of June, 2019. We'll be right back.